Hey guys, just want to let you know the Patreon is up. Check it out, patreon.com/Beer City Media Podcast for all your extra Beer City Media needs. Now on with the show. Welcome to the Conspiracy Therapy Podcast with Ryan, Larry, and my girlfriend, Casey. And on today's episode, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's a therapy episode.
It's like deja vu.
I know.
I've been here before.
Oh, Reddit 2022 gathered around the ottoman in my little makeshift studio. Larry, how you doing?
Doing great.
Good.
Better now.
Yeah. We can hear you.
Yeah. Yeah.
The dulcet tones.
The something.
The skeptical tones. Rad Mama 2022 is here too. What do you have to say?
Anything? Well, I was going to say great music choice, Larry.
Thank you.
Yes. It just reminds me of you strutting around.
Well,
sans clothes.
I really strutted around?
Yeah, there? You do. Okay. Every time you come out of the shower in the morning, you do a little strut, and I love it.
Well, when you're in your 40s, you just say to hell with the consequences. Mm-hmm. I'm on this God's green earth spinning at 1,000 billion miles an hour through space. Might as well live it. So,
yes.
Well, I'm into it and I dig it.
Thanks, babe. So I feel like if you're listening to this and you're a fan of the show, you're probably thinking, where the hell are the shoops? Well,
How do we put this?
They quit.
Yeah.
Their contracts were being negotiated at the time.
With Beer City Media. They're asking for...
Way too much. They wanted Faygo sponsorship.
They wanted an allowance for Pie Wednesday. For Wednesday pies. And well, look, I can't budge on something like that.
I know. No, they're off this week. Unfortunately, Josh has a bit of a COVID scare going on, and we still don't quite know what the outcome is. So if you're out there and you're a fan, hoping and praying, we're just hoping that everything comes out all right. Thank you, soundboard. What were we talking about just a minute ago? We were mentioning mascots.
You strutting around like the sugar bear.
That's
true.
Because
we were watching a documentary.
We watched a documentary on Showbiz Pizza and Chuck E. Cheese, and it was actually really fascinating because the concept came from a guy who enjoyed the kind of the Disney World production. With like all the electronic bears at the dinners.
By the way, go back to our Showbiz Pizza.
Oh yeah,
episode.
That's true. Seek it out.
Whether or not they recycle their pizza.
That's true. I think I was off that one.
You were off that.
But
one,
that though. Yeah. It's intense. I remember that. Ugh. Yeah.
It's not like their pizza's any good, anyways.
I mean, the only thing that the adults cared about happened, and now they serve beer. So that was about it.
Yeah, that's just.
No. The thing about it that I commented on was that there doesn't seem to be any mascots nowadays. Like they've kind of eliminated things like the McDonald's Playland characters
and the Hamburglar. That's nuts. He got away with it.
He did.
He got away with it. He pulled a DB Cooper, and we don't know where he is. They found some cheeseburgers on a beach somewhere, and
he did a roll out of rappers. He did a roll right out of a VW Bug off into the coast. Meanwhile, Grimace, I mean, it needs to be up behind the French fry on that one because I really want to know
he's
what's
in a back alley giving blowies for.
So I only watched
double cheeseburgers.
I only watched the back half of that documentary when you were watching it. What was the thing of? Okay, like mice started with Disney. Isn't Chuck E. Cheese just a ripoff of Mickey Mouse?
Well, even the Rockefeller Explosion, which was the Showbiz Pizza, like the house band, was like base, like so, it's like a spot on almost of the country Bear Jamboree that's at Disney World, but it was just like a adult like rock 70s disco-y version of it.
Yeah, they have like a polar bear on drums.
Yeah, and then they had like Uncle Feely. Some weird, like,
that's a terrible name.
He was my priest. I remember him.
They got away with a lot back then.
Yeah.
Like in the 80s. Yeah. You look at watch movies now. It's terrible. Cheek,
yeah.
Which also happened in Catholic school.
Oh, boy. You're just
a little angry.
Confession booth here.
Today, driving around in the car, the song Walk Like an Egyptian came on. My 16-year-old daughter was like, they got away with that? You could never get away with that now. I'm like, you're right. That is now not PC at all.
It's well, I think with strict. The podcast, we've done pretty good when it comes to like certain words we've been good to stay away from. At
certain
least.
Accents?
Not
certain
so
accents. Maybe not so much. If they ever come for the Italian accent, we're done.
We are. Well, the French accent. Mm. But fuck the French.
They surrendered anyways. Ah, shit. But
you
that's
do
okay.
Fuck the French. I'm part French.
Oh, boy. Oh,
well, that's...
Strutted right into that. So, yes. So anyway, as per the use, we have a few segments. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And Larry, it sounds like you want to head this one
actually,
up.
Actually, my friend, Satan, has some questions for you.
Oh!
A little question time with Satan.
Great.
Perfect.
It'll get to know you. A little better type questions.
Nice.
That would be fun because...
You want to get to know me,
Larry? We want to get to know you. Okay. And I know you've answered probably some of these questions. And I'm sure our answers, if people went back, probably won't even match up.
Oh.
Because like every time we ask questions, we...
Blue, green, yellow, yeah, I mean, truth, it's dare. Just
depends on your mood ring, right?
Kind of.
True.
Yeah. So here we go. I'm going to hand this off to Satan.
Hi, guys.
Hey, how's it
nice
going?
To finally meet you.
Mm. Yeah, this is the first time we've met, isn't
it?
Yeah.
It's well, great. I've heard of you.
Yeah. I'll introduce myself. I'm Satan. I'm a music producer. I produce such bands as Silverchair, Jet.
God, I knew it.
Local H.
Oh, damn it. I love them.
So Satan doesn't have all of his interns just doing all the work. You're hands-on?
I'm a micromanager.
Oh. Makes sense.
Doesn't feel like a sin. Feels like proactivity.
So. I'm a control freak.
I get it.
You know, we have standards here that we've got to keep up.
Standards and practices. Mm-hmm. I see.
First question. Who was your first celebrity crush?
Oh, God.
And are you still into them?
Oh,
I mean, it's weird now with age, Satan. I feel like my first celebrity crush was Jennifer Connelly in the movie Labyrinth.
Okay.
And as a young...
Wouldn't have been my pick in that movie. I'm more of a David Bowie kind of guy.
I get it. Yeah. But no, I wouldn't... I mean, she was in the new Top Gun, but I didn't like freak out or squeal when I saw her. I was just like, oh, she's 50.
So you like
Paul
the younger
Bettany.
Version of her? Where
I think it was just a time and a place where I had a bit of an infatuation. I think I briefly also had a bit of a crush on Fiona Apple, but she's almost skeletal.
Yeah.
And she needs
an apple.
She needs an apple. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, I get that.
Maybe like an apple crisp loaded with some
apple
serious...
Apple Jacks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apple pie.
Mm-hmm. No, I like those choices. Those two girls, a lot of attitude and angst and a little scary. That's good. So mine was Doogie Howser. he's just so ambitious. And am I into him now? No.
That kid accomplished a lot before I even hit puberty.
That's what I'm saying. I just looked up to him as a first grader, and I was like, man, that's just, it really attracted me, the ambition, because I did not even think he was cute as a first grader. But yeah, that's my crush.
Still have a crush?
No. Well, he's gay anyway, so I don't have a chance. Well,
I mean, you can still have a crush.
I don't have a crush still on him, no.
Well, for me, hi, I'm back.
Later. Oh, hi, Larry.
We have four mics set up.
Oh, yeah. Perfect.
Yeah. It's actually, I think, the first time we've both been in the same room together, Satan.
It is.
Mine was Molly Ringwald.
Ah.
Why? What drew you to her?
Those pouty lips.
Uh-huh.
The attitude in those movies. Like, especially
Breakfast Club.
Breakfast Club. And I saw a recent picture of her.
She holds pretty good.
Yeah. How I mean, I don't, not to objectify somebody, but she still looks very good.
Nice.
And oddly enough, kind of reminds me of your wife.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mannerisms.
Aaron. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a type.
You do, yeah. For sure.
Okay. Next question is, if this phone will recognize my red face. If you got to choose your name, what would it be and why?
Like opposite gender or same gender or just any name? Oh, geez.
We are gender fluid here in hell.
Okay.
Wow. You're really starting to get my vote, Satan. You know, my mom had always said that initially they were going to name me Noah. And
okay. Like the guy who drove the boat?
Yes. True.
The
one that survived the flood.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there were more than one.
It's just kind of rainy. I think God blew that out of proportion a bit.
Yeah, could have been exaggerated for sure.
Yeah. You ever seen the Weather Channel and like the weatherman's on his knees in the water? And
yeah.
Then he stands like, you know.
Yeah.
If he stood up, he would be above the... Yeah.
Yeah. Drama.
Drama. Exactly.
I think I would stay with my name. I like it. I've grown into it. And plus, from what I've read from like Bible myths debunked, like Noah wasn't really that nice of a guy. And I mean, if you think about it, I can't think of anybody... I mean, yes, God at the time is saying you're pure and I'm going to do a hard reset on planet Earth.
Then
the first thing Noah does is get real drunk and sleep with one of his family members.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, at least it wasn't a zebra.
Well,
I don't know.
That might be debatable, actually.
Who knows? Maybe that just didn't make it in the book. You don't know.
Director's cut.
Right. B-roll.
The Bible with director's cut.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like
my
to give...
My commentary, by the way, if you can find it. It's a hard find, but I do the... The, you know,
well, you were there.
If you subscribe to the Hell Patreon, you get your own.
Only $6.66 a month.
You get a director's commentary to the Bible, the Old Testament, New Testament.
And a signed autographed copy of Jet's first album.
Make some money.
What I really like is the higher tier where you do the commentaries for all the episodes of MASH.
And which just celebrated its 50th anniversary.
True.
Very timely. And I do commentary for the 700 Club.
You do a great job on
that. Thank you. Thanks.
It's really good.
Yeah, I would say I'd stick with my name. And if I went with Noah, I think I would feel a little out of place because I'm not.
Would you feel holier than you do now?
No, I just like that name.
Yeah.
So I understand because my mom is flesh and blood. I get similar thought process.
Yeah.
That, but what about you?
I've always liked the name Derek. It just sounds mysterious and badass enough.
Almost like a private detective.
It could be many things. Yeah, I like the ring to it. Yeah.
Do you like your name though?
I always had a really hard time with my name growing up because my name is Catherine, but my mom shortened it to Casey, so I go to the bank with a check saying Casey, and they say, that's not your name. And I say, it's the shortened version. I've had a bank lady say, Casey is not short for Catherine. And I don't know what to say to somebody. I just say, I don't know. Just call my mom. I don't really know. But they had to like make a whole note about it at the bank. Going to the doctor's office was embarrassing because they're calling out a name that isn't ever used for me. Like my parents never even used the name Catherine when they got upset or anything.
Really?
I never upset them though because I'm perfect. I was a perfect daughter.
You should have just been named Jem.
It's true. It's true, Ryan. I have a list of here and she is perfect.
Yeah. That's why this is the first time we've met, which is kind of like I'm a little starstruck.
I knew it. I knew you were so good. I like that though. Larry?
I'm not a fan of Larry or Lawrence. It's just such like an old-timey name.
I kind of love that for you, though.
Yeah, it's kind of like a cool brand. Like, his name's actually Larry. That's fucking awesome.
It is a brand because I'm Larry the Third.
Oh,
it's like a family brand.
Generational.
Yeah.
How does that feel to be the third?
Confusing.
Well, yeah.
Family, well, not anymore. Do they call you different
versions of Larry, or you're just all Larry?
I was always Lawrence Michael.
Okay.
Which gets confusing because when they got mad, it was still Lawrence Michael. You know how parents...
Maybe they were just always mad. You ever thought about that?
You know what? Probably.
Yeah, I have a list here. It's definitely because they were mad at him.
Yeah.
But if I were to choose, I would go with my middle name, Michael. Mike.
Ah, like you that? Could make for a good Mike, too.
What do you like about that name?
It's one Mike. Syllable, just Mike.
Mike Tyson. Mike, punch you in the face.
Yeah,
it was me. I was named that middle name is my uncle Mike, who was roommates with my dad, Lawrence. You know, Larry too.
Yeah,
and he introduced my dad to my mom. So,
he's
the reason
that you exist.
Kind of the reason I'm here. He didn't do the actual dick work.
But. No. But does he take credit all the time? Like, hey,
no,
Larry.
No, he never did. He passed away about 12 years ago, unfortunately. But,
Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. These are good answers. I like this. I'm getting to know you guys better.
Good.
If you could use magic to do one mundane task for the rest of your life, what would it be? And what would you name that spell? Name that spell.
Oh my God. I would say it would just be that the coffee was always on and brewed in the morning.
Okay.
And I would just call that instant wake up spell.
But I do that for you every morning.
I know you do,
so
but
pick
I want
a better,
you to...
This, come on, man. Let's pick something good that you really, truly don't want to do. Okay. I'm going to go while you think.
Okay, you go, Casey.
He's really struggling. He needs a magic spell to figure out this answer.
He already has a magic spell of coffee. Anyways.
It's called Casey.
Yeah. Okay. So the first thing that popped in my head is going to sound a little confusing, but I think it's legit. I would get rid of the task of eating.
Okay.
Because when I'm into something, into a project or doing something fun, I always feel like refueling is such a chore. Like I just want to just press a button and it be done so I don't have to. Now, when I get into cooking and when I eat with family members and friends, I do love that. But day to day, I do feel like it is a chore that it would be nice to just not have to be bothered with.
Okay.
That eliminates grocery shopping, it eliminates dishes, it eliminates all of these things. And, you know, when your sugar crashes or you just really are fatigued, you've been drinking enough water or whatever, all of that is gone.
I get that.
What would you name that spell?
Oh, I have to name this spell?
You don't have to, but...
Insta-fuel.
Okay.
That's a good one because it covers multiple layers.
Yes.
Like it's not just the eating, it's the cooking and the cleaning and all that. I hate dishes. I hate doing dishes. And I have a dishwasher. Like,
Like
it doesn't get any easier than that. But I still hate it.
When you grew up, did you have to do the dishes?
Yeah, I did the dishes.
Yeah.
And
horrible.
I did the cooking. Not all the cooking.
So when was the first time you got a dishwasher? And tell me about that moment.
when we got into an apartment.
Yeah.
I got my first apartment, actually. And it was great.
Yeah.
But then I just ended up eating off of like paper plates or like eating over the sink.
Instead, still? Yeah. Oh, man. Now, I only got a dishwasher about 5 years ago for the first time in my life. And I still just praise that thing. That thing's amazing. I love to hear it hum. And I'm like, I just gained 35 minutes of my life.
Oddly enough, it takes like 2 hours to do. But it's the machine doing it, so.
Oh, yeah. I'm not bothered. Just leave it alone.
Okay. My additional answer to that would be to never have to do the kitty litter again. And I'm going to call that the crab zapper spell.
They do have a kitty litter thing that's $600 and it spins around and it cleans.
But then the batteries run out.
Oh, I've read the reviews. The poop just smears around in that. And it doesn't work real well.
Turns my cat into spaghetti on accident.
And then you have to clean a machine. Absolutely not.
I would think they would freak a cat out so bad.
Probably.
Yeah. Like those automatic flushers at the truck stops. I feel like your whole life is getting sucked down it.
It's kind of like a bidet too, because it always sprays you right in the tank.
Oh, it's awful.
That's a bonus feature as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
But I like about those. Yeah. I like when you can wave your hand in front of the water. I feel like I'm like summoning spells of like earth, wind, and fire.
That's definitely future stuff.
Captain Planet comes down.
Wash
lets out
my
a small
hands
tear.
For me. Two Jetsons.
Next question is, what's the weirdest item you keep by your bed?
Oh, boy.
Well, I guess the weirdest would be... I mean, if you want to get conspiratorial, would be maybe the Google Alexa version, Google Home. If you want to think that they're like recording audio or anything, there's like a weird NSA that's like, all right, tonight you're taking the shift listening to these people sleep on there. But I don't think that's even a thing. I guess the weirdest thing would be if I'm...
That's in the drawer. So, are we talking about tabletop? Hold on. What's the question, Satan?
He's saying the weirdest thing next to your bed.
You buy your bed.
Okay, buy your bed.
Technically, in a shelf, it's still by your bed.
Okay, well, that's not very
weird. It's not weird at all, actually.
Shoot, that's the thing.
It was just I don't know what Larry's doing with the soundboard. He's...
Well,
he gets
trying to be funny, and it's just not working.
The funniest thing.
He's the best.
It's like a big thing. I don't know.
Those are actually hair clippers, by the way.
Oh, well, do that over the toilet. Don't guys do that? Anyways, the only thing I have is a couple books and a jar of Unisom when I have to go to bed. So it's not real weird, though.
I have a condom next to my bed, but I don't really need it.
Do you know how it got next to your bed?
I thought it was...
I found it under your bed, so I just put it there. It's just been hanging out there.
The more I know.
I know it.
Expired 6 years ago.
Oh, for sure. I thought about that. I'm like, this is 100% expired.
Stick my finger through it and just pops.
That rubber's bald.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. What do you say, Larry?
You know what? I have this clamp that you like a gooseneck clamp that holds my Nintendo Switch so I can just...
When people walk into
controller.
Your room, do they think, ooh,
so
like
I don't have to
weird...
hold the actual Switch.
Oh,
I can,
wow.
It just holds the screen in front of me while I'm laying in bed and I can play with my Pro controller.
It's really
BDSM kind of
thing.
Love that.
It's so when Aaron's reading, I'm like, and she's learning and being intellectual, I can sit there and play baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
I just showed like you the gadget.
Yeah.
I got one of those backbones. I can literally play my Xbox while she's reading. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
But we're so in love. We just end up talking.
That's true.
Is the mood for maybe one more question?
Oh,
yes,
I love
please.
These. Please, let's go.
Ooh, this is a good one that I wrote that I didn't. Well, my intro.
Oh, wait. Yeah. Satan, can we also ask you the question, what's the weirdest thing next to your bed?
The weirdest thing, the Bible.
Oh my God, are you serious? Yeah. It's in there? Well, you're all in it. Kind of like a main character.
Yeah. I have a pretty big part in it, actually.
Just read all the parts about you all the time because you're such a narcissist.
I highlight them. Yeah.
You just get off on that.
I'm working on it, though, through therapy, trying to become less narcissistic.
Why?
I
thought your brand was sin and...
Trying
to be heavenly again,
Angel? I don't make people sin. My job is there is a need for punishment and I fulfill that need.
Mm. I thought God was the punisher. I am so confused.
He is the punisher. He sends him to me and then I do the heavy lifting.
Yeah. I get it.
Yeah. So I have a Bible that I stole from a Motel 6.
A stolen Bible, even better. Is it red?
It is red, yes. How did you know?
Well, because they're
it's
red.
It's my brand, right?
Yeah, it's exactly.
King James,
like, ooh, it looks like my face. I just want to look at it. Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Yeah, I use just a dollar bill as a bookmark.
Classy.
Nice.
So the next question is, I think this is a good one. That I don't remember writing, but here it is. What TV show would you want to be in? And which television show would you not want to be in?
Ooh.
Well, I'm going to say I don't want to be on Law & Order SVU.
No.
because even if I was the police department in said show, dealing with sexual predators would just be a whole new...
It's a level of depression I don't think you can wrap your mind around.
So that, but then if I was on a show, see, my old answer would have been something like Game of Thrones, but I'd be dead. I'd fall off a cliff or my horse would run into a wall and I'd be like, well.
Or you'd be forced to chop your horse's head off.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of that. I think because we just watched it, I think it would be cool to be Dream in The Sandman.
You would want to do Dream?
Mm-hmm.
You'd be a really good Dream. You are my Dream.
Oh.
Okay.
Even Satan loves love.
He had to do the cursory puke afterwards, though. When he feels love, he has to do a quick puke.
Purge. I get that, yeah. And purge. Okay, so your favorite, or the one that you want to be in,
is Dream and the Sandman.
Yeah. Okay, so what one would you not want to be part of?
Well, I just said
SUV.
Okay. No. I don't want to be SUV, SVU, Special Victims Unit, Law & Order. Oh, I don't want to be a bad guy or a cop because I just think it's depraved and it's scary.
Right.
And we cover enough of those monsters on this show. So
yeah. Okay. Oh, shoot. It's my turn. Again, I just have to go right with what pops into my head so I don't overthink it. Mm-hmm. Right away, I was like, I can't be a cartoon, okay? But look, I'm going to bend the rules. Is that fine, Satan?
That's absolutely
fine. Okay. So I would want to be Jem in Jem and the Rockers, if anybody is old enough to remember that.
Mm-hmm. Cartoon.
Cartoon, yeah. I could completely embody her and do the humanitarian work that she does, as well as the rock star stuff that she does. And
what was the humanitarian stuff?
Doesn't she work? Like, isn't she part of this house of women who are homeless or something? And she helps them? Honey, I don't listen to the plot. I just try to sing along to. Okay, somebody knows what I'm talking about. She is helping these poor people in this mansion, and she.
There's these poor people in a mansion.
Yes, these women. Anyways,
it's a crisis for them.
So, yes, they're poor. They raise money. They do different charities. Yes. So that was the one that I would like to be in. The one that I wouldn't like to be in. Probably Gilmore Girls because it's so annoying. I actually used to like that show, but it just seems like it's like I can't watch it anymore. It's like nails on a chalkboard. So I just wouldn't want to be in that. That's all.
What did they do on Gilmore Girls? Were they just pouting all the time?
I mean...
Modern life is so hard.
Yeah, like, I'm a single mom, and I'm doing my hustle, and I'm real dumb, and I just date every new guy that comes in the bookstore in our tiny town.
They're like, who's this new mailman? Oh, I don't know.
But she'll fuck him.
Give her 4 days.
I'm saying, it's just... There's things
I need to watch
in
this.
It that, and then, you know, the adventures of the daughter who's
and they don't
being
do
raised by a single mom. Like I said, I really, 10 years ago, I was about it. And now I'm like, you guys, everybody's annoying on that show. Okay.
So I felt the same way when I did a Dawson's Creek rewatch in the Navy.
Yeah, like, man,
I was like, these guys fucking suck.
Like, oh, get smarter.
Yeah.
Anyway,
Larry.
I would want to be a judge in Chopped.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Now, what is the chopped? Is the
when they get a basket of food and they're gonna make something out of it?
Okay.
Oh.
I'd like to be a judge on those shows. That'd okay. be cool.
Oh, you'd be great.
Would
for that.
Would taste or the artistic plating be more of value to you as a judge?
Probably the taste.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like if it tastes like dog shit, but it looks good. Like if it's good looking dog shit, it doesn't really do you much good.
That's true.
Very true.
But I do understand the importance of presentation.
Yeah.
Yeah. The show I would not want to be in would be Walking Dead.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was one of those shows, too, that just, I think they're on like season 14.
Yeah. They're
oh
still
my.
Dead. If you were looking for an update.
I really never got into that show. My friend loves that show.
We
has like betting of that show, like oof. Branding betting of Walking
how
Dead.
How old is this friend?
Well, she's
12.
She's 45.
Okay. Not judging, just asking.
Well, takes all kinds.
For me, I would say Glee.
You want to be on
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I want to be. I want to sing.
I get it.
It's my dream. I mean, I've been a producer, but like to be the front man, I mean, come on. And the show I would not want to be on would be Touched by an Angel.
Oh, man. I forgot about that show. Oh.
Oh, man. That was the best answer of the night. I do have to ask you, Satan, yeah. actually, if you had the opportunity to be in any sport.
Yes.
What would you play?
I'd play center in basketball.
Okay. Oh, I thought wrestling right away.
Oh, well, yeah. That
throwdowns, man. Punish them.
You see, them. I feel like I could punish them in the down low in the
okay.
paint.
Well,
true.
If it were.
I get you.
With my massive size.
That's true.
Yeah.
Now, and one last thing.
Yeah.
Because we have you here, it feels like a waste not to ask, but how many would you say, can you give us the inside scoop on any of the entertainers that have sold their soul to you in order to be
ooh,
famous?
Yeah, Illuminati
it is a
stuff.
Huge, huge list. Huge.
Yeah.
Like Leonardo DiCaprio's soul is on like its fifth. Like every time he gets a girlfriend,
yeah.
that's me.
That's oh, me. For sure.
I make the news go away. Like it lasts for a day or two, but then everybody's like, oh, okay, it's cool.
What else do you give Leo? What kind of powers or advantages?
I've given him his looks, of course.
Mm. Ew, he's so ugly to me.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Got to work on that.
That's what I love about these type of things. It's like, it breaks down the kind of... like these stereotypes, like everybody likes Leo, or you know,
he's got a weird baby face. Yeah, he's got a weird baby face that I've never found attractive. And Tom Cruise, too, babe. Don't you think you always say Tom Cruise is so handsome? I'm like, I don't think I've seen an uglier man, maybe once.
Well, she's dating me, folks. So,
yeah, well, you're a handsome son of a bitch.
I don't thank you, Satan.
Yeah.
And he didn't even have to sell his soul for that. That's just natural.
No, definitely. He had his soul when I met him. That's that's what I like about him. I mean, he's madly handsome. Guys, look him up. Just do a little stalking and you'll see. It's so true.
Well, now I'm going to post a picture of you on the Instagram.
But, you know, it's nice to not have to be in it for that.
True.
Because you're just great.
Well, I'm glad that we had the time with you, Satan.
Yeah, yeah. We'll have to do this again with the Shoops.
I'd be really curious to know what the Shoops would have answered on some of these. But
they can answer it along. You just won't hear them.
That's true.
All right. Awesome. We're going to take a break. When we come back, another segment.
Rumors spread around. It has to take the time. By the shack outside the game. If you know what I'm talking about, just let me know if you wanna go to that cool mouth. Oh, it rains, you got a lot of nice girls. I'm with you.
Don't mock his condition.
Sorry. Second segment time. gathered still in the not so... The dimly lit man cave.
Rad Studios.
That's true. That's true.
Whatever you called it. I don't know. I didn't pay attention.
Well, your place is Mansylvania. The Shoop's is Shoop Kitchen Studio. And mine, I guess, has kind of been ever evolving, but now it's been less of a bachelor pad and more of a love cove. Oh, man.
I was wondering what I sat in.
Well, I wanted to bring up some of this because I was listening to some people talk specifically about AI mm-hmm. in the future.
Check out that episode we did on AI.
True, featuring Michael mm-hmm. Raparez from Vigigame
and
Apocalypse.
Melty Cop.
And Melty Cop. Oh, sweet dear Melty Cop. So, these are 10 technologies that will transform the global economy.
Now we're talking.
This is according to pluralsight.com. So,
I like how the site is actually singular.
Well, it's... Hold on just a second. Let me just back up a second. Okay. So, the metaverse.
I'm not buying into it.
Artificial intelligence will be an integral piece of the metaversal puzzle that will help to create an impactful user experience, thus dramatically increasing the market size.
Do you see that working? I just don't... Maybe I'm just too old, but I don't see the appeal of it.
Do you know what that is, sweetheart?
Explain it, but I just figure somebody
simulating it for the listener.
Yes.
The metaverse is a space moving rapidly in terms of hype and volume of new projects being launched. So much so that the industry market size is projected to grow from 100.27 billion in 2022 to 1.5 trillion by 2029. And right now, Mark Zuckerberg is pretty much putting that all out there as like his next big thing. Basically what it is, from what I can gather, because I have a Quest 2 and I've jumped in there. Like I went to, they have live comedy events,
okay,
which people host. They have, I mean, you have things like augmented reality, which is coming soon too. And that's like kind of what the Xbox was hyping with the glasses, where you can put glasses on and you'll see like a graph in front of you.
Okay.
That's not, it's only being projected from whatever the screen.
Yeah, I've seen those glasses.
I don't see that working.
So this metaverse is experiencing what life would be if you had a life?
Well, there's people...
It's fake so life, right? You put these glasses on and take a walk in the park.
I mean,
if
I already played The Sims.
Well, there's that. I mean, that's the top-down version, but when you put on a VR headset, it probably... It can be more immersive. And for people who are lonely, if you think about like the sex market, you have...
Of course it'll devolve
into that. Right away, I'm thinking of traveling. And
well, no. I mean, they brought this up on the same show I was watching, and they were talking about how the sex market would work in a virtual reality landscape where you'd have a headset on and then you'd have something over your dink-dink or whatever.
Yeah.
And you're having like a simulated version of sex.
So we have a form of that, like just
right.
a... Wow.
But imagine a couple in their 80s puts that on and all of a sudden they're early versions of themselves having sex.
By then you will not be attracted to early. I'm not attracted to a 16-year-old right now.
So when I'm
80, I'm not going to be attracted to the 40-year-old version. But I understand.
And they're done that.
And maybe I'm wrong. I'm not 80 yet. But
I mean, that's why a lot of old ladies right now are swooning for Kevin Costner. And I get it. He's on a show called Yellowstone. He's out there defending the horseback mountains. And the older ladies swoon for the older men actors they watched grow up. Like when you were young and around Leo's age, you thought he was cute in Titanic.
I never thought he was cute.
What was the actor that you thought was cute?
Well, look, I do think that Sting is cute and he's much older than me.
Oh. All right. Well, you're defeating.
Okay.
But
settle this, Larry. What's going on?
Couples counseling.
I just don't see how this. I don't think the technology has met up with the idea.
Well,
because it's all glasses and cumbersome things you got to put on and a thing and a strap and a.
Well, think about it like this. What's the newest thing that you I know you mess with it quite a bit is the AI generated images.
Yeah.
So they're saying in like 10 years that could go from that. And when that goes public and people can pay a premium to have like full on artwork, which there's artwork online that you can view that's made by computers. There's AI influencers already on Instagram. I looked up a few of them.
That's creepy.
Like there's one that I saw on Instagram, and granted, it's not fully there quite yet.
Saying like and describe.
So this is Lil Michaela. Okay, this is her.
Oh, she's perfect.
But that's if you look a little closer, you can tell that's an.
Yeah, just barely.
Yeah, but I mean, like, there's her. There's her on an airplane with a face mask. And it says one of us didn't make it through the metal detectors. There's her in the bathroom.
Yeah, that's pretty creepy.
Yeah, no, and she's got in the range of 3 million followers.
Huh.
I guess. Yeah. I.
So when those things go public, and AI is already out there. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's funny to say Ronald McDonald taking a huge horse shit and see what the computer comes out with. But at the same time,
it's Ronald McDonald on my 600-pound life. That's the one you want to do.
I'm sorry. So, but that's the thing is AI and deepfakes are we're starting to see the genesis of it. And in 1983. When the first Motorola phone came out, did we think it was going to turn into this?
Right, and I don't think we know what... I think people are trying to figure out what AI is going to do. But like 10 years from now, I think it's going to be way different than what...
We imagined.
What people are doing now. I think someone will figure out what to do with it.
True. So the idea of a metaverse, I think in some ways...
I think people will make movies.
Okay.
Without paying an actor. They'll be able to just make a movie.
And they just copyright the, like, say they pay The Rock like $200,000 to appear in a movie and he's just there.
They wouldn't even have to use, they could just make their own actors.
We'll call this APOC or something.
That's Stone. Be
strange, yeah. The Stone, yeah. No, you're right. That's something they could do. And like I just mentioned, like they had James Dean in a movie recently. They just paid the license for his likeness.
Maybe that would be healthier overall because.
I mean, Carrie Fisher's dead. She was in a Star Wars movie.
Maybe we could do away with child actors that way.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. And stars, you know, they feel like they don't have a real life and people don't think of them as real people. Now they just won't be real people.
So you're going to pay me $10 million and I don't have to actually do the acting, but I'll be in the movie? Okay.
The likeness of you?
Yeah.
Yeah. How's that going to work out? Who's going to get all the money in the end? That's what I want to know.
The movie studios.
Well.
A handful of people.
Right.
Mark Zuckerberg.
True.
So not only do we see, so AI.
Remember 3D TVs were going to be the thing?
That's true. Those cycled way up. Like they came up and like cycled.
2 years later, they were gone.
It's true.
Because of the glasses.
Yeah.
They can figure out the glasses thing.
Well, that's the whole metaverse, right? You got to wear these big old goggly things.
What I think, I think it's too cumbersome. You're kind of strapped into your seat.
Right. But I guess people who sit at home all day anyways, they'd have some more adventure in their life.
I'm traveling. I'm like, no, you're not.
Right. I know it. It's so different.
I can see it working for sporting events.
Or concerts.
But if you're not really truly there, is it a good substitute?
Well, so you could say, well, let's say you don't want to... let's say that you wanted to watch the Taylor Hawkins...
Right.
Tribute. Mm-hmm. But you didn't have the money or the tickets.
And you turn on the TV. Like
you
what?
Could just, and like it could, I don't know, hologram or something. I don't know.
So Dave Grohl's playing the drums in my
living
room.
Like in your living room, right.
Yeah. I mean, that's badass. I did it on the quest.
You trick your mind enough to think. This is I'm experiencing this. Of course not.
But it'd be better than watching just a flat.
Yeah, that's
okay. Television. Maybe, I don't know.
So here's another technology coming down the pipe: sand batteries. So not every technology bettering our future has to be complicated. Some are simple yet extremely effective. One of those kind of technologies has come from some Finnish engineers who have found a way to turn sand into a giant battery. Hmm. See our Finland Doesn't Exist episode.
Let's quick buy some Saudi Arabian desert after the show.
Yep. These engineers piled 100 tons of sand into a 4x7 meter steel container. All of the sand was then heated up using wind and solar energy. This heat can be distributed by a local energy company to provide warmth to buildings in nearby areas. Energy can be stored this way for long periods of time. That's cool.
We're using our natural resources. Mm-hmm. It's about dang time.
And it'll get smaller and cheaper.
Right. Yeah. Which is the benefit of time. Yeah. Underwater gloves.
Underwater gloves?
Mm-hmm.
Aren't all gloves on? Yeah. Can't you turn all gloves into an underwater glove?
All right, tell us more about this underwater.
Plenty of technological developments have come from copying the attributes of animals, and the octa gloves are no exception. Researchers at Virginia Tech have created underwater gloves that mimics the suction abilities of an octopus for a human hand. So we're thinking like Spider-Man.
Again, this is going to turn into sex.
Put it on my tentacle porn.
Right.
Research. Okay, so the team behind these gloves reimagined the way that an octopus's suckers work. This design was created to perform the same function as said suckers, activating an attachment to objects with light pressure. Through the use of these suckers in an array of microsensors, the suckers on the glove are able to tighten and loosen to grip objects underwater without applying a crushing force.
Hmm.
Does it also work out of water?
This could be used in the future for rescue divers, underwater archaeologists, bridge engineers, salvage crews, and other similar fields. So yes, out of water too.
So I could be Spider-Man.
I mean, it said it doesn't have like it's light pressure. So, I mean, not saying you're heavy in any way, but I don't think it could withstand a human body unless you put it all over you and just Velcro yourself to the side of a...
Now we're talking.
There you go.
Xenotransplantation. Ooh, tell me more.
Inserting the heart of a pig into a human feels like a bad idea, and yet this is one of the latest medical procedures that is seeing rapid progress. Xenotransplantation is the procedure of transplanting, implementing, or infusing a human with cells, tissue, or organs from an animal source, and has the potential to revolutionize surgery.
Do you think any cops would sign up to have a pig heart? Would that just be?
I mean,
off limits.
I think it would be a match.
We love our boys in blue. Thank you for doing what you do. One of the most common procedures performed so far is the insertion of a pig's heart into a human, which doesn't surprise me because those waiting lists are always insane.
Yeah, I think this is great.
Yeah.
Question.
Yes.
Your significant other is dying and the only heart that they can take is your own. Do you sign up on the dotted line for the transplant to save their life?
No, he's going to get a pig heart.
I mean,
outsource it.
As much bacon as I've eaten, I think I've got a pig heart.
Nice. Double.
I mean, yes, I would totally give her my heart, but I don't know how long it would last. Beating this thing to shit.
See, we got this heart here, but it's got about 200,000 miles on it. Yep. The muffler's blown out. Mm-hmm. And
the brakes are gone.
So in these surgeries, the heart cannot be instantly put into a human. Gene editing needs to take place first.
I like this idea. Dick Cheney.
Mm-hmm. He's what, on his sixth? He's got one more punch.
He probably has a pig heart. This is just, you know, if we're... Us regular people are reading about this. I'm sure it's already going on a little bit. Right? Can't
believe we never really did a follow-up.
The queen was like, I don't want to be Miss Piggy. Just let me die.
Well, I don't know if a heart would have saved her. But then again, we don't know how
she... don't know what spare parts she needed.
She's just old. Mm-hmm. Old age gets you in the end.
Yeah, but if you keep swapping out parts, fully pig very soon.
So we're just going to be pig people. Oink, oink, baby.
Would you still love me if I was a pig?
I would. Yes.
Honey, that would be weird.
I mean, I'd still love you, but I don't know if I'd
still pork you.
I'd be a real Miss Piggy.
Yeah, you
and would. You could turn yourself into a frog, Kermit.
That's true. Oh, bully. All right. So, and these, like I said, they do have to do gene editing. Right now, these surgeries are risky and there is no certainty around success. However, in the near future, we could see xenotransplants happening on a regular basis.
I like it.
Yeah, I think it's great.
This feels useful.
Great. We are using the resources that are already provided.
Well, that, and I mentioned augmented reality, you could do procedures generated by computer to like walk yourself through like open heart surgeries and things like that. And
like, it's like a YouTube video shows you how to do surgery.
I think it's going to go that way as technology, because technology is only getting more and more intense.
Okay. So this is great news, because I feel like if all of these technologies take place and everything becomes super cheap, none of us real people are going to need to have a job. And this is sounding great. I love technology.
I bought a program in AI. It does AI analyzation of our our tracks. And it will literally pick what EQ, compression, and limiting.
Wow.
Yeah.
To use on each track.
That's work.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
And now they have programs that will, you just pick what note, like it'll actually write music. It's not that great, but like it's the beginning.
Right. And it's only going to get better. Brain reading robots. Okay. No longer a science fiction trope, the use of brain reading technology has improved hugely in recent years. One of the most interesting and practical uses we've seen tested so far comes from researchers at the Swiss Federal Institute of Technology, Lausanne. Thanks to a machine... they're Swiss, though.
Now we don't need any detectives because we just plug it in, find the truth.
That's scary.
Is it?
Because if they made it wireless or something where they could read could read your thoughts.
I believe that's where it would probably limited to like the FBI or when they needed it or like in court.
It falls under the wrong hand.
Well, it's always going to do that, but hopefully, I mean, come on, Siri reads your brain now already and gives you ads.
It just tells you what website to go to.
Yeah, I turn my Siri off because I just do not need to be listened to all the time.
It would go in my head and then it would just plant ads.
Hey, we're in Ryan's head.
It's kind of empty in here.
Nothing up here.
Just pictures of Casey everywhere. In tests, the robot arm would perform simple tasks like moving around an obstacle. The algorithm would then interpret signals from the brain using an EEG cap and automatically determine when the arm had made a move that the brain considered incorrect. For example, moving too close to the obstacle or going too fast. Over time, the algorithm that can then adjust to the individual's preferences and brain signals. In the future, this could lead to wheelchairs controlled by the brain or assistance machines for tetraplegic patients.
That's very cool.
3D printed bones?
So do you think that we will become lazier now that a computer can pre-read our thoughts?
It's Wall-E.
Well, that's why I love MapQuest. I don't have to think about a thing when I'm driving.
GPS came from the military. They were going to keep it for themselves, and then they were like, oh, fuck it. People can know where to go.
I'm sick of getting lost. It's perfect.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah.
I mean, I can literally go Arby's.
Yeah.
And it'll take me to my Jamocha shake.
It's great.
What's Stevie Wonder doing here?
See our past episode.
I passed on that beef and cheddar.
Oh, bully. I have been having, like, ever since we brought up Arby's on that podcast, and then we've brought up Jamocha shakes, I'm like, well, maybe we should go.
I know it. We're so good.
So 3D printed bones is an industry promising everything from cheap house building through to affordable rugged armor. But one of the most interesting uses of the technology is the building of 3D printed, bones.
Burps.
Sorry.
3D printed burps.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Ooh, we can sell them on eBay.
The company Ossiform specializes in medical 3D printing, creating patient-specific replacements of different bones from tricalcium phosphate, a material with similar properties to human bones. Using these 3D printed bones is surprisingly easy. A hospital can perform an MRI, which is then sent to Ossiform, who creates a 3D model of the patient-specific implant that is needed.
So what if these bones are way better, they never break, and you just become a Wolverine RoboCop person?
Well, I think that we're going to head that way.
With a pig heart, though.
See, I always worry about this, what this means for the military. Mm. And I would think that that already plays a thing, because they've already brought up like super soldiers, like people with like kind of like Edge of Tomorrow suits.
I think it's a great idea, because let's have all
Are we even going to have war if the AI just...
That's the best part, because my dream is... All of us talk about war as if it's so archaic. Like, oh my gosh, remember we used to like shoot each other when we couldn't,
negotiate. Agree on something?
And then
the new thing for kids is like, well, we have super metal Wolverine bones. Let's throw each other off bridges because we're bored as shit.
For sure.
Sports will just become like battle bots.
Why not?
The guys controlling football players, robot football players.
Right.
I mean, old age would be amazing because your bones wouldn't hurt because they'd just be... I'm telling you, this might be a great idea.
Clothes that can hear?
Oh, we're getting weird now.
Wearable technology has come leaps and bounds over the years, adding new functionalities to the accessories and clothes we wear day to day.
More people to hear me bitching all day.
His pants are on.
Oh, damn it. I didn't think that would pick up.
What's that? That extremely loud. That's 130 decibels. What is it?
Ryan's nipples. I don't even need a vibrator. Just Dutch oven me, baby. All right, sorry. What were you saying, honey?
Oh, fuck. I accidentally ordered a fucking 24-pack of toilet paper because of my butt.
And bones.
So one promising avenue involves giving clothes ears, or at least capacity as an ear. Researchers at MIT have created a fabric that is able to detect a heartbeat, hand claps, or even very faint sounds.
Hmm. You can wear Siri now, just like you do on your arm already.
The team suggests that this could be used wearable tech for the blind, used in buildings to detect cracks or strains, or even woven into fishnets to detect the sound of fish.
Unless the technology comes where you can get pig eyes that can see.
Right. Digital twins that track your health.
Why? I think I saw that porn.
Yeah. Digital.
Why twins?
What's... Twins. In Star Trek, where many of our ideas of future technology germinated, human beings can walk into the med bay and have their entire body digitally scanned for signs of illness and injury.
Oh boy.
Nobody has to be a doctor anymore. This is great. Yeah. I love this.
You need a 3D print. It's like your calculator doctor.
Right. Doing that in real life would say, the makers of Q Bio, improve health outcomes and alleviate the load on doctors at the same time. Hmm. This U.S. company has built a scanner that will measure hundreds of biomarkers in around an hour.
But what about the scanner's bedside manner? Are they nice to me and sweet and considerate?
They're just playing with their phone the whole time and like watching TikTok, and they just want you to get in and get the fuck out because they have an 8-hour shift and they just want to go
home. You're right. I can't wait till none of us have jobs, guys. It's coming soon.
Well, think about it now. I mean, I bag my own groceries 10 out of 10 times I go to the store now. Yeah. And the only person that is there that works for the grocery store is the person to make sure that it's okay that I buy something that happens to be 18 and up.
Shouldn't we be getting like an employee discount for bagging the groceries?
I know.
100%. It's a scam.
Halfway through, just stop and go, I'm on my break.
Yeah.
And you want to know what else I've noticed is that people would rather self-checkout than check out with other people.
A lot of people don't want to have human interaction.
Unless it's on the...
Like, I've seen AI it, and I bet the statistics are staggering, but, like, I'll be in D&W, and everybody's in a self-checkout, and there's one guy just standing there.
Yeah.
That's why when you have Uber Eats or Shipt, like, there's literally, like, just drop it off my door and don't fucking talk
to
me.
Soon it'll just be drones. Nobody will ever go outside. Get to put on our headset and pretend we're at the beach.
Ah, my drone had to talk to me.
But you don't get sand in your butt. Beep. It might be nice. I got to rethink this.
Oh, God.
But if I have 3D printed bones, I would want to adventure more in real life.
Honey, I got your goggles on. I'm at the beach. Can you throw a glass of water in my face so I feel like I'm swimming?
Get your robot to do it, honey.
This is a pathetic version.
This is really, I'm not sure.
I don't know if it's going to go well.
It's so double.
Everybody's going to be.
It's a double edged sword. Everything. I mean,
humanity is extinct.
You were saying your kids don't go outside.
I mean, generally, unless I make them.
That's crazy.
Well, and not just them. I mean, granted, I'm so grateful that two of them play a sport. And
they go outside, like not maybe here because you don't have much of a yard. But
they're. I don't want to speak out of.
I guess.
I mean, yeah, it's way less than we did.
I'd ride my bike around everywhere.
We're shooting hoops like every day.
Yeah.
My friends, because none of us want to be inside with our parents.
Yeah.
Doing drugs, starting gangs.
Stranger danger. Now it's internet stranger.
Stealing basketball cards. Oops. That was a bad day.
I did that.
I did.
McDonald's.
You guys. Naughty.
I was a rebel.
A case of
them. Man.
I stole a lot of shit from McDonald's. Fuck them. They're rich.
I know, right?
True.
Yeah, like they're suffering right now. Yeah. Oh, poor McDonald's. Yeah. They didn't get a big enough government bailout.
Poor Robin Ronald. Over here.
I put the Hamburglar out of business.
So it's like, okay if
fuck?
It's rich that to steal.
It's not all right, but it's kind of all right.
You just feel less bad because they're not going to notice. It's not going to affect anybody.
I guess I was
directly.
16. I was dumb, too.
I was also, at the time, I think I was, I felt like I was just.
He looked a little scared of me. I was like, I kind of like this power.
We don't own anything. Everything's a subscription service. Even friendships are going to have plus, like you're going to have to subscribe.
Like, review my
MySpace top 8. We've been bred for this.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Well, in China, they do have that. Like they have a way you can rate your like coworkers and stuff like that.
Oh yeah, isn't that what Tinder is? Swipe right at or
I guess.
Imagine if right do you know what else they have on here now?
What?
You can date AI already.
That sounds boring.
Yeah, but they respond to you and some people never get a response.
So then it's the extinction.
So we're getting
of
rid of what?
Hold on.
They're gone. They all have girlfriends. I think it's okay.
Yeah,
I like
but their
it.
Girlfriend never comes and visits them. But then again, maybe they don't want them.
They can put those glasses on and
have sex
touch
with
her.
The dryer sheet.
Exactly. No, I think this is making progress. Okay, we got rid of incels. Perfect. Next.
So the twin scanner thing, basically what it is it measures hundreds of biomarkers in around an hour, from hormone levels to the fat building up in your liver to the markers of inflammation or any number of cancers.
Sounds like forever life.
Well, Bio CEO Jeff Kadzitz hopes it will lead to a new era of preventative personalized medicine in which the vast amounts of data collected not only help doctors prioritize which patients needs to be seen most urgently, but also to develop more sophisticated ways of diagnosing illness, which could be great. I mean, if you went to the hospital and before you went in, you had to sit in like a tube and it would do a quick readout. And
I think we're going to eliminate death here soon because I have a robot body with 3D printed bones. And here's the problem though. The mind, as you age, you get lazy. And you're not thinking of like new ideas like the younger generation. So we're just going to have a bunch of like real dumb old robots hanging out. That just sounds depressing.
You can suck working at that, Ross's.
God damn, the Johnsons are 180 and they get the same meatloaf surprise.
Oh, they don't go to Ross's anymore because you can get teeth, like new teeth. So you can actually get food that you have to
Pig
chew
teeth.
Instead of... Anyways, moving on.
God, that's insane to think. Direct air capture. This is interesting. Through the process of photosynthesis, trees have remained one of the best ways to reduce the levels of CO2 in the atmosphere. However, new technology could perform the same role as trees, absorbing carbon dioxide at greater levels while also taking up less land. The technology is known as direct air capture. It involves taking carbon dioxide from the air and either storing the CO2 in deep geological caves underground or using it in a combination with hydrogen to produce synthetic fuels.
I love that we're just using these resources.
Mm-hmm.
It's all here.
Green funerals. Yep. Sustainable living is becoming a priority for individuals squaring up to the realities of the climate crisis. But what about eco-friendly dying? Death tends to be a carbon-heavy process, one last stamp of our ecological footprint. The average cremation reportedly releases 400 kilograms of carbon dioxide into the atmosphere, for example. So what's a greener way to go? In Washington State in the U.S., you could be composted instead. Bodies are laid in chambers with bark, soil, straw, and other compounds that promote natural decomposition.
Decom-fertilizer.
Within 30 days, your body is reduced to soil that can be returned to a garden or woodland. Mm. Recompose, the company behind the process, claims it uses an eighth of the carbon dioxide of a cremation.
This tomato tastes like grandma's kisses.
So on one hand, we're getting more technology, but we're kind of using sand. We're going back to nature.
What do you think about this? Artificial eyes.
Okay.
Bionic eyes have been a mainstay of science fiction for decades, but now real-world research is beginning to catch up with far-sighted storytellers. A raft of technologies is coming to market that restore sight to people with different kinds of vision impairment.
Here we go. No pig eyes. We have these artificial eyes.
In January 2021, Israeli surgeons implanted the world's first artificial cornea into a bilaterally blind 78-year-old man. When his bandages were removed, the patient could read and recognize family members immediately. Can you imagine that?
I believe that because you can feel a person's presence.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the million-dollar question. Do you think Stevie Wonder would buy these? Or does he even have to?
I mean, we answered it last week, right. But
that was a good episode.
I think he would want this because, as it says here, the implant also fuses naturally to human tissue without the recipient's body rejecting it. So he has no.
So we don't go blind. We don't get cataracts.
Mm-hmm.
Give me some artificial eyes. But what happens when I want to stare deeply into your eyes? Do I still get a flutter?
Yeah, because you can see even better.
No, but I'm looking into your fake eyes. Is that going to move me?
Well, I don't think it's... I think when you talk about the light behind somebody's eyes, when you look at them and you're in love or whatever, I think that part of that is just their soul in their eyes when they look at you.
Right. So am I going to be able to see the soul?
Yes.
Because it's just radiating off of you. Okay. All right.
I mean...
Fine. Get fake eyes, hon.
I don't need to get fake eyes. Okay. I'll just make sure that I eat spinach. All right. So I'll do two more of these.
Carrots.
Carrots?
For eyes, yeah.
Oh, that's true.
Vitamin C.
Yeah.
Self-healing living concrete.
Hmm.
I love it for Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do no more road work. So more jobs gone.
Do we want jobs to go away?
Yes. Listen. We want jobs to go away. Nobody wants to show up at their 9 to 5, 10 coffees in, frazzled for the weekend. People will still work. We always want to work. We always want to do things, create things, make things. But the work that brings you joy, because you're not having to pay rent, trying to make every cent
count.
Yeah,
but how are we going to pay rent if we don't have a job?
Everything's free because we use sand and air like we should have.
This fucking Care Bears lifestyle that...
I just know my dreams are coming true. Thanks, technology.
Okay, so let me just explain this concrete.
Listen.
Okay, sweetie? Scientists have developed what they call living concrete by using sand, gel, and bacteria. Researchers said this building material has structural load-bearing function, is capable of self-healing, is more environmentally friendly than concrete, which is the second most consumed material on Earth after water. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Do you know concrete guys? Concrete guys I know, they make millions.
Well, then we're going to lose their... No, they wouldn't lose their job if we were using...
They don't have to work anymore. The concrete's free. And they get everything free too. Everybody's a millionaire of resources now.
So the team from the University of Colorado Boulder believes their work paves the way for future building structures that could heal their own cracks, suck up dangerous toxins from the air, or even glow on command.
All of this is amazing.
Last one, and this one always fascinates me because I've heard about this, and this is just, this is where I see hope in the future. Living robots. Tiny hybrid robots made using stem cells from frog embryos could one day be used to swim around human bodies to specific areas requiring medicine or to gather microplastic in the oceans. Hey, frogs are our friends. These are novel living machines, said Joshua Bongard, a computer scientist and robotics expert at the University of Vermont, who co-developed the millimeter-wide bots known as Xenobots. They're neither a traditional robot nor a known species of animal. It's a new class of artifact, a living, programmable organism. Hmm. I mean, think about it. If you, say, had a like family member or somebody have an illness and you could inject these or, I don't know, take a pill, mm-hmm. I would assume. And, you know, 10 minutes later, suddenly the pain in your arm or the gout in your foot or the cold just disappears. You know, I mean, our bodies are incredible functioning systems that we have. I mean,
it's a little
fleshy
lazy.
AIs. Yeah. It's a little what?
Our bodies are a little lazy because we do get sick. Like they're not on it like a robot.
Well, I mean, we've been able to find interesting ways to combat illness, whether it be through exercise, through mental health, through...
Or pills that may or may not work with side effects.
Well...
Medicines. You know,
trial and error.
Yeah.
Some people swear by weed and some people say it makes them into, you know, mental head cases.
So this would be programmable, perfect for your half robot pig now... Like your bot.
Wait, what are you saying, honey?
I'm just trying to think like the future. I'm just trying to in
you're
my
wrapping
mind,
you're trying to wrap your mind around every single one of these technologies. Let's just say you came home from work and you had a migraine.
Now, would I have to?
What would your first thought would be? I want this migraine to go away.
Sure.
So you have the ability to take in some sort of Xenobot, and then within
snort a line of them.
Snort. I just see.
So, but it's programmable to your body specifically.
I mean, it could. But I'm just saying in this future.
Wait, it's going to be a novel, tiny charging cable.
I know.
Okay, how is it different from me taking a couple of Motrins? That's what I'm trying to.
Well, I guess I'm breaking it down to something small, like a flare up, like a cold or whatever. But like something big, like say diabetes,
heart blockage in your arteries.
Yeah, I mean,
fix it all.
That's insane. Like, again, people living longer,
much
prospering.
Longer. I just programmed to trim my bush.
just see these tiny little, it's a living. Just
that's fucking. The magic chore he doesn't want to do anymore.
Yeah. I call that one pubis gonus.
You can go to salons. And get
pubis
that
are gonus. I love it.
These little nanobots just come out with a giant wax strip.
That's it. We're going Brazilian, fellas. All right. Well, that was fun. We learned about some technologies. We had Satan on.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Well, if you're curious about our Patreon, it's bebopping. We got the first two episodes of Have You Heard Of up, our bi-monthly Patreon-only show, plus the September Patreon up. That's three Patreon episodes for $5 a month. I'd say it's a bargain.
Indeed.
And next week, hopefully the Shoops will be back. Mm-hmm. We wish them well.
Yes.
Does anybody have anything they want to say before we end this bad bear?
Thanks for letting me be on and having a stroke in front of everyone.
Honey.
So just cream me up.
All right, I will. We'll see you next week. Have a great one. Fresh dress, cause I shop at Modell's. Deep and I rolled the L's. Used to ride the beat and beat the morning bell. It ain't what I'm gonna wear on Avenue L. Now we be grilling cheese and flipping flapjacks. The diamond stylist, yo, we cutting wax. Super elastic, bubble plastic. Got a theory of material that's straight up classic. You try to fix, reject what you should respect. Oh, I have JC, send you out of bed. So don't stop to flex up in the discotheque. Or we'll make your ex teach you Tyrannosaurus Rex. We're gonna whack this motherfucker like three the hard way. We're gonna whack this motherfucker like three the hard way. We're gonna whack this motherfucker like three the hard way. Three the hard way. Three the hard way. This has been a presentation of Beer City Media.